Hey guys, David here from the FitPro Lead Gen podcast, and I want to welcome you to another massive interview. But before we do dive into this week's guest interview, I want to say a big thank you to LeadDeck for sponsoring this episode, the all-in-one platform to help you automate and generate more leads into your fitness business. And again, as usual, if you want to join in with these guest interviews live, then come and join us inside the free Facebook group where you can ask questions live as we do these interviews. Anyway, enough of me talking, let's dive into this week's guest interview. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to, it should technically be the first guest interview of 2023, but I wanted to get this done pre-2023 because Jessica's going to talk about the fitness trends of 2023, if that makes sense. So if you're watching this live, we're not in 2023 just yet, but what we're going to talk about is 2023. So Jessica, welcome. How are things, first of all?
Thank you so much for having me. Things are great. I can't believe the new year is literally in just a couple of days away, scrambling to get ready and whatnot, and just kind of enjoying the week in between the holidays and the new year.
Nice. Okay. So for the people maybe who don't know who Jessica is, who are you? Why have we got you on here? What are we going to talk about today?
Sure thing. So my name is Jessica Armstrong. I am the Community and Partnerships Manager at Team Up Fitness Management Software. I have been working with Team Up now for a few years, actually started with Team Up right during the pandemic, just about 6 months into the pandemic. So it's been a crazy fun time now in this year, as we've kind of moved a little bit towards a new chapter for the fitness industry, if you will. And part of my role at Team Up and work as our community manager is I get to work with all of our customers and I get to work with all of our partners to help create content, really understand what's going on in the fitness industry, and then help deliver that to our customers to help you all run your businesses.
Nice. Okay. So kind of going back through some of your posts to understand, did you set like a mission out to come up with the latest fitness trends and find what was going on, or were you tasked to do it? Or was it something you were just keen on to find out what was going to happen in this coming year?
You know, something I've always loved, whether it's for food or whether it's for wellness or whether it's for the fitness industry, I love knowing the trends and whether that's going to impact my year or not, or whether there's something that I'm already doing. You know, everybody likes to know, likes if they, you know, got to give themselves a little pat on the back. I think we're all very familiar with that in fitness, but it's something that when I started at Team Up, they'd already kind of been doing it for a little while. And I thought, let me take this on. Like, this is something that I so love to do. I want to research the trends. I want to investigate what's out there, what thought leaders are saying, what our customers are saying, and what's really going to be the drivers for the year to come. So going into this year, especially, there's been the landscape in which we're in the fitness industry today, and we were in this time last year, is a completely different environment. And so much has changed. There's been so much innovation. There's been so much growth, so much to the point where a lot of the times we are seeing, when we're kind of looking at trends, it's something big and new and we haven't seen it before, right? Well, this year, when I was investigating a lot of the trends and researching them with some of the other members of our team, we were noticing that a lot of the trends we're seeing actually aren't necessarily brand new ideas, but are kind of innovations and ideas that are concepts that already exist in the landscape that we're in, but being taken into the next level. So that kind of got us thinking, if we go to our partners, our customers, and the thought leaders and people that we're working with on a daily basis, rather than providing all of this data and this detail, that's sure, that's going to help your business, but you're probably going to walk away from reading that report and think, okay, but what does that mean for me? Mm. Let's go ask everybody what they think that means for a business, any type of business, a fitness business, a personal trainer, a yoga studio, a CrossFit box. What does that mean specifically for a business? And let's talk about that, because that's going to help you as a business owner create strategies and then actually do something with that. That's going to help you be a better business owner, a better business, a better community, be more successful in 2023. So that's kind of where we were at with the trends this year, and you know, doing all of our campaigns and content and webinars and now podcasts about that.
Nice. Yeah. Like when you said then the difference between last year and this year, obviously it sounds like you're from the US or somewhere, does it?
Oh yeah. I'll take that step back. Little bit funny. I am from the US. I'm originally from California, but I have been living in Sevilla, Spain since 2015. So nice. I was one of the ones in COVID that went from, you know, complete Spanish freedom into living in my apartment and not leaving that for 3 months.
Nice, nice. Yeah, the reason I was asking, because here in the UK, comparing the numbers we're seeing now when it comes to generating leads to the numbers we're seeing last year, there's a big difference. And the difference we've seen in that is last year, everybody's wondering, are we going to get locked down again? Because we were coming just to the end of the COVID pandemic and everybody was slow and cautious about joining fitness businesses and studios and boot camps and stuff. Where since the turn of Christmas now, we're just seeing the lead volume literally shoot up. And that is the biggest difference we've seen when it comes to leads right now. So the fitness trends, if I'm not a fitness business owner, I'm kind of seeing that and I'm thinking keto or HIIT training or Pilates and stuff. Why is what we're going to talk about specific to fitness business owners when it comes to trends?
I think a lot of the things that are so interesting about the trends is that a lot of the times when you see these reports on fitness trends, they're not really separating the business and the consumer. So they're putting out all of these different things, like you said, like keto or HIIT's going to be the thing, or everybody is going to be on a nutritional program. But there's not a lot of area necessarily for a business owner to think, okay, how do I take that and how do I deliver that to my clients if now everybody's expecting that? And do I have to kind of follow suit? So the trends we like to focus on are ones that directly impact a business and that a business can take and, like I said, strategize for 2023. So we've kind of come up with quite a few different trends that we've seen that are going to be really prevalent in 2023. So I can definitely dive into a few of those, but some of the ones that we're going to see for sure are immersive digital fitness, the landscape kind of evolving on omni-channel and hybrid fitness, the combination of taking your meaningful relationships with your customers and kind of reinventing the way in which you do word of mouth marketing. Preventative and medical fitness is definitely going to be another big one that we're seeing businesses kind of explore the different niches and also maybe different partnership opportunities as consumers are now very much focused on a holistic approach to their overall health and who the business is going to be that's going to be able to meet all of their needs, not just necessarily their physical needs. And then one of my favorite ones is the kind of the evolution of the typical fitness facility, which is now turning into maybe a feel-good hub or somewhere that a client or a member of your community can essentially come to and not just come in for their workout, but spend their whole day. So there's definitely a lot of different things that we're going to see. But when you really boil it down, there's three main things that we're going to be focusing on and that are going to be trending, so to speak, in 2023. And that's retention. That's your relationships with your community, but not just necessarily your customers. It's your staff. It's the people that are anybody who has a touch point with your business. And then overall health. So not just necessarily your physical health and you know how exercise solves that. But people are looking for gyms and studios and personal trainers now that are going to be able to meet their needs of their mental health, that are going to be able to meet the needs of their emotional health, and that are going to be able to meet the needs of kind of their medical health as they turn and look for other options that are able to essentially fill all those different buckets.
Okay, can we just pause right there just for 1 second?
Yeah.
So in the last 1.5 minutes, you mentioned like 8 or 9 different things, and probably people are like scrambling.
I tend to
like,
do that a lot.
That writing this down. If you are watching this live or you're watching this on the replay and you're not able to write this stuff down, there is a report coming out, did you say, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have a blog posting out this now on TeamUp, so I'm happy to send this your way and to post in the group.
Yeah, so if you are not in a place to write some of this down, or if Jessica's going way too fast and you can't keep up, don't worry, we will have that full report for you. Okay, so let's dive into the biggest one that you found, like the most, like this is definitely going to be a complete game changer. What is the biggest trend that you've seen so far then?
So something that's really been a talk that we've been having internally at Team Up that people can't seem to necessarily wrap their heads around, because it's become a very divisive topic, I think, across the different types and sizes of fitness businesses, is the immersive digital fitness. So for some businesses, that means virtual reality. For some businesses, that means diving into the metaverse. For others, that means really just kind of focusing and honing in on the environment that you're creating in your facility, so that when your customers walk in, they feel kind of transported into a completely other dimension. And that can be as you know, detailed as essential oils and the types of scents and the type of music and the type of lighting you have, to gamifying the experience and putting all of your customers in a virtual headset. Now, I don't necessarily think that the independent or boutique studio is necessarily going to go that route, but I definitely think as we kind of explore more of this metaverse, there's going to be businesses out there that are kind of testing the areas in which, does that work for my clients and does that meet their needs? Everything that we're going back into, or everything that we're going into now, going into 2023, is a reflection of these past few years. And everyone has to answer the question, what does my client need? And do I provide that service that meets that need? So whether that is just creating an environment where people can feel very comfortable, very secure, where they're able to be vulnerable, but they feel like they're achieving goals. They're with their buddies. They have that kind of personal connection with them again. Or that's putting everyone in a VR headset. We don't necessarily know what that's going to look like. But I think if we reflect back on this time in the next 12 months, we're definitely going to see more of a combination. I know that a lot of other big kind of commercial businesses are already starting to introduce those pieces. So it's definitely going to be interesting to pay attention to them and, you know, kind of see what they're doing and how other traditional style businesses and then independent and boutique and personal trainers follow suit.
Nice. Okay. So we've all seen the pictures or videos on like TikTok and Instagram where a guy's wearing a headset and then he's smashed his lampshade and he's taken out his TV or he's whacked the child by mistake. Where does a fitness business owner go to learn more about this type of stuff so they're not having these accidents in the gym and they're actually being able to see what's available for their fitness businesses?
Well, you know, as software, our responsibility is to make a great product that's going to help you be successful, that's going to help you take payments, manage your classes, membership management, and so on. But on the other side of things, we're getting those questions every day too. Where do we go to find those? I think the content that I'm seeing every day in the Facebook groups and the various Facebook groups like your own is really great. It's where people are coming and bringing those questions. So the more that we as coaches and as software and as other, you know, leaders and businesses in the industry that are influencing business owners, as much as we can do to collaborate and work together to kind of answer those questions and put together great content and great reports and great blog posts, videos, podcasts, and so on and so forth, that's going to help them figure out what that looks like for their business. The more businesses are going to start to adopt those practices because they feel secure, that the information that they're getting is coming from the reliable sources that they're already trusting for their marketing, their sales, their membership management, their things like pricing. This is another tier that's something that's kind of unexplored and businesses are just tapping into. So we have kind of a responsibility to figure out what that means for them too, because that might influence what we have to build into Team Up in order to be able to offer that type of service in a business.
Nice. Okay. So we've gone for the biggest trend that you're imagining, which is going to be the VR situation. So what would be one of the easiest trends to get into that you're seeing? If someone's like, you know, I want to dive into one of these trends, that you've got this list, what is going to be the easiest one to move their fitness business or to implement into their fitness business?
That's a great question. I think word of mouth marketing is one that we're seeing kind of pop up again. And when you first take a look at that, you think, hold on, referral marketing, affinity marketing, word of mouth marketing, all these different terms that are kind of really just focused on someone telling someone that they liked their business. That's not a new concept. But the way in which businesses are introducing referral marketing into their businesses now, there's a whole opportunity for innovation and for strategizing that's really going to be one of the most prevalent trends in 2023. And the reason for that is because there's going to be more of a focus on retention in 2023 than there's ever been before. Long are the days of somebody walking into a class and then potentially never seeing them again. That one person has such important value for a business owner, especially now as we're kind of bouncing back into this brand new era, that figuring out how to develop a very meaningful relationship with each and every person that touches your business, that walks in your door, that signs into Zoom for an online class. It's the business's responsibility now to really figure out what is important to that person, how they want their values to be met, how you can actually meet those values and needs. And then if they have other people in their own personal communities that you can go and replicate that for once, twice, thrice, on and on and on, because that's what's going to make a business really successful in 2023. And it's going to what helped that one person, that first person that walked into the door, feel really comfortable in that space. Because now they're not just doing this alone. They have an entire community of people around them that they had outside of the gym, now with them in the gym, that they're interacting with on a daily basis. And now they're going to get to do that in the gym or in the studio or via a Zoom class. And it's really about getting that connectiveness and those community vibes, like really making sure that your business is just infused with that in 2023. And if you're a fitness business owner right now thinking, do I do that? This is a trend that you can hop on tomorrow. Take a couple customers and ask them, what am I doing to really benefit you on an everyday basis, aside from the obvious, aside from your physical health or helping you lose weight or run that 5K or that marathon? What about your service is really making a difference in their everyday lives? And then following that with, now, do you have someone else that you would also benefit from this exact type or the same type of experience or similar experience? And do they know someone? And do they know someone? So I think that's one of the best trends to get in on, which is, it was a great, great question.
There was two that you mentioned there, though. So the organic consult, the organic referrals, reactivation, yeah. That's so important. And mm-hmm. I could talk for hours on yeah. generations. I'm not going to go down that route. But yeah, getting your fans, getting your followers, your local connections to spread the message about what you can do is like massive. And then build the community, like you said, build the family feeling so they feel like, yeah. They belong, they trust, they don't want to go anywhere else is what's going to strengthen that bond so nobody wants to leave, and they, like you say, to keep bringing people in. So yeah, they're definitely two of the easiest things to do. So let's go to the flip side. What is what going to be one of the hardest trends to get into this year?
One of the hardest trends, I mean, That's the thing that was kind of really interesting. I think if we're going to, talking about hardest trends, probably that immersive digital fitness one was definitely one of them, because if everybody wants to start gamifying their business, there's a whole other landscape that needs to be explored, both technologically wise. Do you have the right equipment? Can you finance that? Can you afford that? Is it going to bring in the type of revenue that you're expecting? Or is it going to be something that gets you viral on TikTok? But I think another one that's going to be really interesting is, and that this is going to take a little bit more collaboration, is we're seeing more and more businesses explore the preventative and medical side of fitness. So like I kind of mentioned before, a lot of consumers are taking a more holistic approach and a more well-rounded approach to their health in general. So they go to the fitness business, they go to the gym for their physical health, or maybe they go to a therapist for their mental health, or maybe they go to a doctor for their medical health. Well, essentially what's happening is they're getting advice from all of these different groups of people, but people are still financially recovering from COVID and from the pandemic and from, you know, this kind of the recession and inflation. And they're not wanting to necessarily go to all of these other sorts of businesses to fill those different buckets. So as a fitness business owner, there's a really big opportunity to kind of collaborate with certified professionals or dietitians or doctors, and to really kind of increase your education on those other realms. And now I'm not saying go out there and, you know, pretend that you have an MD and start prescribing your customers ibuprofen and all of these other things. What I'm saying is find other businesses and other types of programs that are looking and are open to kinds of collaborations, so that when you're prescribing your clients a nutrition program or a type of exercise or a type of coaching program, you're actually informed and educated on the specific benefits that it helps you achieve for the mental side of things, the physical side of things, and, you know, the emotional and medical sides. So it's a harder trend maybe to get into, that's going to require a little bit more work, but there's so many resources out there now for fitness business owners to learn more about the medical sides of things or the emotional sides of things and the mental health sides of things. So infusing some type of that holistic approach of the medical and preventative sides of fitness into your business, whether that's as simple as, you know, adding a recovery class or a 10-minute stretch or a 10-minute pre-class stretch or a 10-minute post-class stress. It's being able to understand the benefits that that gives your clients and then explain those benefits so they go, oh, okay, I get that. Rather than doing this at home or doing this elsewhere, I'm going to come and do this here because I trust you. And I already trust you to take care of my physical health. And now I want you to help me understand and navigate the other types of buckets that I have to fill and need for my overall health.
Yeah, it's such an interesting one, trying to bring a number of services under one roof, because it's going to make the life so much easier for the consumer. Like the perfect example is having a creche in your gym where a mother can drop their toddler off, they can train and not have to worry about having to take the toddler to a second location. Like you say, having a masseur in your gym or having a recovery session or a Pilates session and using other contacts to supply those additional tasks within your gym, because your client base trusts you, believe in you, and then you're helping them by not having to send them other places, and you're collaborating with other businesses to put it all into one. It's not going to be easy. Like you said, that's probably chose away the one of the hardest ones, but it's such right. A great one to put in there.
I mean, and it kind of goes along with another trend. I mean, a lot of these trends, they all kind of tie in together, because like I said, they're focused on retention, building retention, and they're focused on supporting your community in their everyday life, not just the hours that they're spending in the gym or in a class. But feel good hubs, exactly what you said. You know, lots of people are adding ice baths now, or they're adding saunas, or they're adding red light therapy. That is very, very expensive, but there's businesses out there doing that. So if you have customers that are interested in those types of services, partnerships are a great opportunity to tiptoe and kind of embark into exploring whether that not that's something that's going to benefit all of my customers. And then you see whether that's something you need to actually bring into the gym or bring into the studio. You know, if that's something you don't want to adopt immediately and go out and reconstruct an entire second half of your facility, exploring those types of partnerships and businesses in your local area that do offer those types of services. And then you can together create a service for your customers to go and enjoy. But ultimately, what your customers now know is, I got that first initial introduction to these other things that are going to benefit me from my gym or from my studio or from my coach. And then it all comes back to you.
This then takes it back to the easiest one, which is the connections, the referrals and stuff. Like, you don't even need to go down the route of finding some complicated stuff like an ice bath. You could go to the local butchers and just say, hey, I'd love to send some of my clients to you. Is there any sort of deal that you can offer them? So you're helping both businesses, yet he's then telling all his clients about your gym. You're sending people to his butchers and you're creating a great partnership. So, yeah. Okay, so... what is one of the
Well, it's getting the education on that. Why that butcher? Why that meat? Or why this spa? What are they offering? And then being able to explain that to your clients, and you kind of become the experts on all of these different external services. But again, they're a partnership. So it's not something you're sending your clients to and, you know, never seeing them again. They're still going to buy into it if they know that it's ultimately part of the entire experience that they'll get as a member of your business.
Mm. And they can see the reasons behind it and they're going to believe in it a lot more, yeah?
Exactly.
Okay. What is going to be the quirkiest one you've seen?
Ooh, that's a good one. I think the quirkiest trend we might see, I mean, like I said, I keep you going back to the immersive one because I would love to see what it looks like for everybody to be in a VR set. I just don't believe it's going to happen. But going back
with
to that
kind of,
yeah, well, going back to that immersive experience, take the VR side away from it is, because people are now trying to get people to come and stay. I was having a conversation with one of my colleagues and they were saying that they had just come out of a spin class where there was disco balls everywhere and there was disco music. And so they walked in feeling like they were in a club, but they were going to a spin class. And then another one of my friends told me that there's now yoga studios in New York that are doing it completely pitch black, like in the dark. So I think, I don't know if it necessarily fits the quirky mold, but how people are taking traditional fitness and exercise and they're making this into this complete, what are those called, silent disco experiences or rave experiences or blackout experiences? And they're kind of trying to, you know, find their niche or find their community that way. That might be one of the quirkiest ones. It might be a little bit difficult for somebody who is already very solidified in their brand and their message and what they're doing to kind of introduce. But we might see lots of new businesses with that being their entire business model pop up, kind of how similar we saw things like a Rumble or, you know, a SoulCycle or things like that, where their whole type of business model was kind of this kind of in your face type of class style. So that might be one of those.
Okay. So you created this massive report and you've got loads of different trends and everything, but there's going to be one trend which you think, you know what, that's the one I love the most. That's my favorite one. What is it?
I definitely think the Feel Good Hubs one, because like you said, it's exactly what it ties into everything. It ties in, the Feel Good Hub is the one that we've kind of introduced almost last because it really brings in everything together. And if my gym put in a sauna or an ice bath or a compression room or red light therapy, I would probably be spending 6 hours a day there and I would not do anything else. I'd go to work and I'd go there and I'd be spending all my time. Or if they told me, okay, you can't do this here, but you need to go down the street and you can get that too. Same type of thing. I'm still thinking of that as my fitness. So I would love to see how businesses innovate on this type of creating a feel good hub. That could be anything from somebody saying, you know, we work next to a co-working space. So we'll build a locker room so that you can go directly from the gym right into the co-working space where you're now working with your remote team. Or we're going to we're going to partner with the coffee shop next door and we're going to combine forces. And now it's go get your coffee and your juices. And again, these aren't necessarily the most brand new ideas, but businesses are looking for ways to keep their communities engaged and on site. And that's probably going to be one of the biggest ways in which they do it. So I've seen several customers do that, whether they take them off site to go do these things, and they physically take them and they go and they participate in these things with them, and they create it like an event around this. I know we have one of the members of our community. She takes her customers Nordic ice bathing. I think that's how you say it. But different baths and different swimming pools of natural bodies of water. And they do, you know, ice dips because she can't build an ice bath and because she teaches everybody online. So there's different ways in which you're making a feel good hub. And that doesn't necessarily have to be in a physical facility. It can be still in your online community. But how are businesses innovating on this idea? And what are they doing that's making them unique and giving them this kind of this special flavor to their business that you couldn't get in another type of business?
Are you saying this is how Planet Fitness got it right by introducing pizza inside the gym?
I mean, if that works for them, sure. But I think the majority of coaches that I work with aren't necessarily recommending I go eat pizza after lifting a gajillion pounds for a straight hour. But if that works for them, maybe, you know, that's what it's important to figure out: what works for your business and what works for your community and what works for your message. What are you telling your clients is going to benefit them every day? Maybe that is eating pizza, because that means that we're all going to get around and we're all going to talk and play games and everybody's going to have a fun time after they've just worked out together. It's figuring out what that means for your business and you know, going forth and conquering.
Nice. Okay. So is there any fitness trends we haven't mentioned as of yet? Is there anything we've missed or anything?
I think that pretty much covers it. The one thing that actually we didn't really talk about was digital detoxes. And while this is kind of a trend in a few different ways, the trend that we've most seen is that there are going to be businesses out there, that are forcing their customers, or enforcing, I should say, their customers to leave their phones in the locker room or at home or in the car and not bringing them into the facility. Because now that we've kind of blended this remote style of working with also now coming back to the gym or coming back to the studio, people are glued to their devices. And as business owners, we're over it. We don't want to see people texting when a class is trying to be given, or you don't want to be taking a class and then see that the person next to you is texting, because it throws things off. So that's one of the things. Now, will it actually work? Will people listen? We don't know, but it's going to be really interesting to see how fitness businesses kind of take this idea of a digital detox rather than like a long-term thing, and more of just in the 1 hour class or 30 minute class, the kind of micro digital detoxing, if you will.
Right then. Okay. So let's move away slightly from the trends and focus on something that we specialize in, which is lead generation. And you being a part of Team Up, who work with thousands of fitness businesses across the world, and you're head of partnerships, so you get to speak to a lot of the customers and a lot of the partnerships. What are some of the best ways fitness businesses right now are generating leads into their fitness businesses?
I mean, referral marketing is always going to be that one. It's when we are looking at things like retention and the current customers that are coming in, going back. And I think this is something that you specialize in, especially in no matter what types of styles of marketing you're doing, is take a customer, put them down, and really look at their entire lifetime value and how long they've been a member. What are the different types of memberships that they've done? And then take that and keep doing that for each one of your customers. And through that, you need to identify different trends. If all of your members are coming from Facebook, go all in on Facebook, or look at maybe the different areas in which that are complementing Facebook. If your customers are obsessed with content, you need to be producing more content. You need to be producing content every single day, because that's what's getting your customers to come, is like what you're delivering. So in terms of different lead generation opportunities, I mean, you're probably a little bit more experienced in talking about the things in which that's working for most people. you know, on an everyday basis, but there's so many different strategies out there that are really successful and are really helping businesses kind of take it to the next level. But I think there's a lot of homework that can be done now. There's a lot of review. There's a lot of analysis on your customer base, where they've come from, how they've gotten to you, how they've gotten introduced into your website, whether that was organically or that was from that really cool ad that you put out 5 months ago, or that email blast that you're sending every single week. You need to be able to identify those trends within your business and then continue to replicate that and grow your marketing to a scale where that is, you know, part of it is automated. And then there's a lot of creativity and creation that goes into that. And so if you were one of our team up customers asking me how to do that, I would direct you to our content, but I'd also direct that to our partners, to someone like you, and say, go work with David. He's got it down and he's going to help you do this. And then here's how you can actually track these things in team up too, to be able to understand how that's affecting your entire business and your revenue, and your memberships, and how you should be pricing and doing things like that. So we get a lot of value out of working with business coaches for especially when it comes to those different strategies, because we can help with, you know, a lot of things, and you can help with a lot of things, and together that can help make a business stronger.
Nice. Okay. Is there anything else that we've not covered when it comes to trends or lead generation, or anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want to put this out there to everyone. If you see a trend or you have heard of a trend that hasn't been covered today, I would love to know what that is, what your current thoughts or your kind of your pulse on it is. And let's collaborate together and kind of explore how that's going to develop over the next year. You know, trends only come about once we've done an analysis and once we've done a review on the past year and things that worked well and things that have been introduced. So we are inviting this to our team up community, and I'd love to invite this to your community as well, to kind of share your input, because that's going to help us kind of define how the year is going to go and the types of things that we can be doing to support, you know, to support business growth and business success for everyone around us, everyone in our community, and everyone who touches our community.
Nice. Yeah, that's it's such a big thing. We all kind of feel like we can't share with our competition, though. Yeah. They're going to steal clients for us and so forth. But there's so many people out there that need our help. It's better to help each other so we can help more people, so we can achieve the things that we want to achieve. So yeah, that's totally a massive point. So okay, as we come into the end now, can you tell us a little bit more about what TeamUp is and the special offer that you kind of have for this episode today?
Yes. So TeamUp, like I said at the beginning, we are gym management software. We're the most recommended gym management software for boutique and independent studios. And we help you manage your business in person, online, and on demand. Our special sauce, if you will, is that you can completely customize TeamUp to your business, not the other way around. We care about our customer success, and we care about your communities and that you're able to use TeamUp to build thriving communities. So whether that's running classes or running courses or workshops, offering appointments, really adding those different types of services in, all of our customers, all of our community members get a say in what goes into TeamUp and the things that we're doing on every single day that touches up both our product. And that gets us, you know, lends us to do opportunities like this. So if you are looking for software, if you're currently, you know, in the mood for switching for software before the new year, we do offer a 30-day trial. And if you book a call with our team, and I can send David a link too, if you book a call with our team, we can get you on the phone with a specialist right now who can help you with everything from the figuring out what you need to do to get started with TeamUp to your entire import process. So we offer a super seamless experience because we want to make this easy for you and essentially get you back to doing what you love doing, which is working with your customers, and we'll handle the rest.
Nice. Jessica, thank you for coming on today. Thank you for sharing the latest fitness trends. Let's re-collaborate next November and see how many of these trends actually came to fruition and how many just flopped in the water type of thing. But yeah, it'd be great to kind of see what kind of developed from them.
I would love that. Count me in.
No worries. Thank you for coming on today, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on another guest interview. Each and every Monday, we try and bring you a brand new guest interview to help you grow and scale your fitness business. As usual, if you haven't already subscribed to the channel, don't forget to subscribe below. And if you want to watch these interviews live and ask questions, then come and join us inside the Three Facebook group. I'll speak to you all next week. Cheers.